Clintonism defined. For quite some time now, I've used the term Clintonism to describe the perils of neoliberalism. But I've never defined the term, and therefore, some may have let the term slip by undigested and undefined. Enter Noam Chomsky, perhaps the most read American intellectual, if only by readers abroad. Journalist and scholar David Barsamian poses a question to Chomsky, and the following exchange is published in the book How the World Works, Barsamian. You can tell a great deal about a society when you look at its system of justice. I was wondering if you'd comment on the Clinton crime bill, which authorizes hiring 100,000 more cops, boot camps for juveniles, more money for prisons, extending the death penalty to almost 50 new offenses, and making gang membership a federal crime, which is interesting considering there's something about freedom of association in the Bill of Rights. Chomsky. It was hailed with great enthusiasm by the far right as the greatest anti-crime bill ever. It's certainly the most extraordinary crime bill in history. It's greatly increased by a factor of 5 or 6 federal spending for repression. There's nothing much constructive in it. There are more prisons, more police, heavier sentences, more death sentences, new crimes, 3 strikes and you're out. It's unclear how much pressure and social decline and deterioration people will accept. One tactic is just drive them into urban slums, concentration camps in effect, and let them prey on one another. But they have a way of breaking out and affecting the interests of wealthy and privileged people. So you have to build up the jail system, which is incidentally also a shot in the arm for the economy. It's natural that Clinton picked up this crime bill as a major social initiative, not only for a kind of ugly political reason, namely that it's easy to whip up hysteria about it, but also because it reflects the general point of view of the so-called New Democrats, the business-oriented segment of the Democratic Party to which Clinton belongs. You've been listening to an excerpt from the book How the World Works, Noam Chomsky, interviewed by David Barsamian. You know, there's an old saying, you get what you pay for. Here's a new one for you. You get what you vote for. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.